Praise the Lord. A message number 147. The title of the message, Faith, Part 4. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and let us read verse 23. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you sent to us to teach us your ways. Lord, I pray, O Lord, that every one of us who listen to the message will apply faithfully in our lives, in the life of our families and children, and we will put our faith into practice to be a fruitful parents, and that you will nurture our children and raise them in the fear of yours. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We know that at the time that Moses was born, the whole Israelites, they were having hardship. They were living in Egypt, and the king Pharaoh had made a rule, a decree, that every male child will be put to death. Every male newborn baby will be put to death, but the female, how they will be put to death? They will be thrown to the Nile, but the female will be preserved. The Israelites who were in Egypt, they were making some sort of threat to Pharaoh. So they were thinking that this is the way to execute the people of God. We know that Moses have two other brother and sister, Aaron and his sister Miriam. Already Aaron and Miriam were both of them born, but at the time that Moses was born, that rule was there. Now here, the faith of the parents, the faith of the family of Moses was so important for Moses to live. Moses is a child given by the Lord to that family, and every child is given by the Lord to each and every one of us, to each and every family. Your child is given by the Lord to you, and you are called by faith to do your best to protect that child, as the family of Moses protect that baby. They saw him no ordinary child. Every child is no ordinary, because God had a good plan for each and every child, for each and every individual, and he would use that child of yours in the future for his glory. The parents of Moses, they hid him for 3 months. They did their best to hide it from the soldiers of Pharaoh. And we can read the whole story in the book of Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 10. It is so beautiful, the story. We will read it, and what the parents of Moses did to preserve and to protect that child that God had given them. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months, but when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bath, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrews' babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered, and the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Amen. The life of Moses in his childhood is similar to some extent to the childhood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus, when he was born, also he faced persecution, and many children were killed in the area of Bethlehem because they want to execute the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But the parents of Jesus, Mary his mother, and Joseph, they did their best and their part as the Lord lead them and inspire them through dreams to take the child and escape to Egypt. Here also the parents of Moses did their part, did their best to protect the child Moses. Jesus is our Savior, and Moses is the deliverer of people. The Lord would use him as a deliverer who will deliver his people out from Egypt. Even your child will be used by God to deliver others. So do your best and your part at this present time to care for him and to protect him, as the parents of Moses did, as the parents of Jesus did. You know, say here that, but when she could hide him no longer, where there's a rule that every child should be thrown into the Nile. So when she get birth and they told her, "You have a baby boy," she had the baby, she hid him, and possibly there were people looking and searching, and police and soldiers coming and checking the houses. So she did her best. That family did their best to hide Moses. But when they were not able to hide more longer, that it could be at any time the soldiers will come and search the house or they are coming very near and they are checking other houses, and they might at any time they may come and check that house that the baby Moses was there, and will take the baby when that was a high possibility to happen. Then they decide, she decides, the mother, to take another solution to protect the baby. What she did? She took a basket, papyrus basket, because at that time the law is that every child will be, every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live. So she cannot throw him into the Nile like that, but she will make a way that he will be protected. What are the dangers if she will throw her baby into the Nile? He'll be drawn by water. So what she did, she get a basket of papyrus that can float on the water, and coated it with a tar and pitch inside and outside. She did like the Ark of Noah. Maybe she had heard about it, and she is just imitating it. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. So by this, she is securing that the water will not come inside. She is doing her part. She is doing her best that water will not come in and the child will be drawn. But in the Nile there is another danger, not only the water. The Nile have crocodiles, and if the crocodile will come, they can swallow the child, they can pick him from the basket, they can swallow him easily. So what she did, not only she put him in an ordinary basket, let us read, when the attendants of Pharaoh's daughter when they pick up the basket and they brought it to her, in verse 6, they say she opened it. So the basket was not only open basket, it have a cover, so that it have a cover, and this pitch and tar from inside and outside, and possibly have only small opening at the top so that the baby will breathe, or some opening on the upper side so the air can enter. In that design, crocodile will not be able to swallow the child. So really, this family, they have done their best. Not only that, in verse 4, his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The whole family get involved, father and mother and the children, to protect that baby. I'm not saying here that we should allow the younger children to take care and take full control over the young babies. But when there is no other way as here, the only left that his sister would watch from far, because devil is using the king to fight against the people of God, and that is a real persecution. But we are acting in faith. That family was acting in faith. They are protecting their child. They are doing their best and to the remotest extent that they can do their part. Sometimes people, they will say, there is no use. You know, how long you can protect him, how many months, how many days. Okay, even if you will protect him, finally you have to throw him in the Nile. And even if you will make a basket and inside and outside the star, and then so the water will not come in, and then you cover it with there will be a cover so that the crocodile they cannot swallow. Then how you will feed the child? Even 1, 2, 3 days he will cry, and if there is no food for him and milk or water, he will die. Now the point here, we are not God, but we can do what God has asked us to do. Have you done your part to your child? Have you done your best to him? That's here the accountability. When God saw this family, they have done their best. They even not comply with the king's rule. When the king rules against the word of God, we rather obey God, not men. They were willing to be persecuted. They were willing to do their part. God gave us hand and feet to do physical things in our hands and in our jurisdiction. Have you done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Then God will do 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We need to do our part. And having the faith that as we obey God, God will take care of our children. When our children are young, we need to protect them from external harms and things like the water that coming inside, dangers from sicknesses, from diseases, from cold. We need to provide for them. We need to protect them as a parent, hid them and protect them from the soldiers of Pharaoh. We need to protect them from water that is leaking inside, from friends, TV, bad influence, toys, and games that will affect their mind and thinking. TV programs, internet, and computers, bad effects of certain games and website and other things. It's all in our hands to do. The whole family get involved. An atmosphere, a godly atmosphere in the house, so that our children will not have bad influence, crocodiles, bad friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, all these things. It may come inside and harm our kids that the Lord had given us to take care of them, so in the future they will be the leaders of godly families and the leaders of God's church, who will lead many people and deliver them and bring them into the kingdom of God. When the Lord see you doing your part, then He will bless your obedience. You see how God make a way? How it will come to any parent mind that God will bring the basket that Moses was in into the hand of the daughter of Pharaoh? What else? That his own mother will be asked to nurse him. See, the even his sister Miriam, see the wisdom of God that had put. It is not that she was wise, but God put wisdom in her mouth to speak. Shall I go and bring one of the women, one of the Hebrew women, to nurse the baby for you? He say, yes, you bring. See how God is making a way, how God is giving favor. And when the mother of Moses came, she told her, you nurse him, give him milk, and I will give you, and I will pay you. Wow, wonderful. How the favor of God on us, on our children, when we obey him. That is our faith. Faith with obedience. God give us children. We need to take care of them. And we need to protect them in the way that God wants us to raise them up for him. Let's pray. Let's commit our lives unto the Lord to do our part for our children. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word to us. Let your word bring faith and obedience in each and every one, parents and family and member of the church, to continue to do our part and what is mandated on us to do, to care for our children and protect them and shield them from the external bad effects, even taking the risk in obedience to your commands. Lord, I pray, reward those families and parents as you reward the family, as you had rewarded the family who take care of Moses, their son. And I pray that we and everyone who raise up his child according to your will and do his best to care for him and protect him, Lord, you will reward us with the godly children who are and who will be the leader for a godly families, and who lead and who will be the one to lead your church and your congregations and others into your kingdom. We thank you. We praise you. O Lord, use this message for your glory and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word and your will. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name. Amen and amen.